I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Live 101.5, The Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Natasha Cassels.
Anna Tanish.
On the Celebrity Hotline. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Selena Gomez.
This is exciting.
Anish, you're very excited for this.
Oh, this is groundbreaking.
Thank you. Warm welcome.
Yes,
of course.
Absolutely. Now, I usually ask the first question, but Anish, you are so excited about Selena calling in the show. Go ahead, my friend.
I've been keeping up with you since the Wizards of Waverly Place, so I appreciate so much talking to you now. Very excited about Bad Liar. The song is really, like, calm compared to your other songs in the past. Is there any reason for that change in artistic direction?
You know, I had the song for over a year, actually, and I'm constantly wanting my music to evolve because I don't know if I really have a sound technically. I just know that I love telling stories and putting emotion behind my music. So, you know, we sampled one of the greatest bands of all time. So we got their blessing before this song even began the whole process. And all the music that I'm releasing is very different. You know, doing the Kygo song and then going to Bad Liar and even what's coming next is so separate from all of that. And I wanted to do that. I wanted it to feel like it was an evolution of where I was and where I'm going. And I've been so inspired lately. So it's exciting. You know, it's either going to work or it's not. And I'm so happy that it's out.
Now, being that you have the song for over a year, is there a reason why you decided for now for it to drop?
Well, I took a little bit of a break just for the sake of my sanity, and I needed that moment. And so when I came out, I had more of a vision of what I wanted to put my energy and my time in. You know, I think it's important to balance, you know, who you are, take care of who you are and yourself, and then you're going to only have great things come. That's what I truly believe.
So I like that.
I waited, you know, I just waited into the right time, and I just felt like it was now.
Right. By the way, Selena Gomez, my 12-year-old son says hello. When you were here, we did a meet and greet, and he framed up the picture, and he loves you, and I just had to pass along that message. So JoJo says hi, Selena.
Hi, JoJo. So sweet. I hope to see you soon.
So listen, what do you have, like a billion followers on IG right now?
I don't know.
Oh, you have so many.
Like, I don't keep track of this.
Here's where I'm leading with this. My friend here, Natasha, is not taking advice from me. Because Natasha, I don't want to put you up, but I feel like we should get some advice from Selena Gomez while she's on the line.
I'll take it.
Natasha, you're very beautiful and you're very single.
Yes, thank you.
Natasha has been getting hit up on the social networking on Instagram. What's your advice? I'll just step back, let you have some girl time with Natasha. Do you have any advice for Natasha on getting hit up on social networking for maybe a possible date?
Oh, gosh. I don't know about the DMs. Like, they scare me. I just feel like it's a whole other world. But, you know, at the same time, like, girls do it and it works.
It works for my friends, and I'm on the same boat as you are. I'm scared of the whole DMs thing. I'd rather have, like, I'd meet someone, you know, as opposed to, like, seeing what they are saying in my DMs. I think it's very unnatural and weird.
I think it's like a group setting. Maybe that'll be better. Maybe it's just like, hey, like, really quick exchange. Like, I'm not trying to get to know your life story on a DM. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're just like, oh, it's a group thing, everybody's going, and then you can kind of leave as you want or suss it out, and then maybe that's, like, the better approach.
So, Selena Gomez, is what you're saying that the whole morning show go on the first date with Natasha? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that would be awkward.
Yes, you guys have to be there.
I mean, your big brother's got to be there, Natasha. We got to, you know.
No, that's weird. Chains are plans. Now, Selena.
Oh, thank you.
Big congratulations on all the success with 13 Reasons, season one. I know we're all fans of the show.
Loved it.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I didn't expect it to get the reception that it got, but, you know, we knew that this story was complicated to talk about, and it's such a hard subject, you know, and I'm glad that it resonated with people and it brought up some difficult conversations. And, you know, I think for season two, which I'm so grateful we got picked up for, there'll be a lot of resolution and a lot of questions answered. So I'm excited.
There was good press, and then there's the negative side of it, you know, saying that this show almost promoted suicide and whatnot. Is this something that would be addressed, like you said, the answered in season two?
We Yes, I think so. You know, because at the end of the day, anything that comes with a lot of baggage is going to have that effect on people. And I respect it and I understand it. It's very true to what the book is.
I thought the movie was important that you produced. I thought it was awesome. I mean, I watched it with my 12-year-old son. I thought you did a great job, and we're looking forward to the next one to get that topic being talked about with your kids. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. I actually took time off, too, for my sanity and took a break from my health and my well-being during the same time we were shooting. So it was a weird parallel thing that was happening in my life where my heart was going out for these characters because I've been around it. I see it. I've experienced it.
Right. No, I feel you. You keep talking about how you take time out for yourself. You get to your happy place. And we just talked about this on the show, how we all need vacation. We've been working a lot. We've been
all
working a lot on the show. Where's your happy
important.
Place? Where's your one spot you go? Do you vacation? Do you just zone out and just chill at your house?
I'm a big people person. I love being with the people that I love. You
right.
know, it's separate from work. It's separate from everything. It's just those people that I've either grown up with or just go back to Texas and check out completely. Like, those are my little moments of heaven and home-cooked meals, that
yes.
whole thing. That's just what I love.
Who would be people be surprised that you're bumping on your headphones? Who are you listening to right now?
I can surprise people all day. I listen to everything from Top 40 to, like, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh,
like,
wow. Really?
I'll listen to, yeah, Patsy Cline. Like, I'm all over the place. So.
Do you get ratchet on Saturdays, though, Selena Gomez? Do you listen to that ratchet music on Saturday?
I'll be honest. I have no option. Yes, I do. That's, like, all I listen
yes.
to.
Yeah, I love that. Well, we absolutely appreciate you. We know you're on a hectic schedule. Oh, again, I just found out Mavis is coming back next year.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy because, you know, the older I get, the more, I'm not going to lie, I love my littles. Like, my littles are just my whole world. I love kids, and I'm excited to bring it back to life.
Oh, yeah. Transylvania. This is part three, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Part three. We saw two. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Like, eventually, when you are a mother, you get to show your kids, look what mommy did back in the days.
Yeah, my heart just dropped when you said that because that's not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, girl. I know. That's right, girl.
She's like, wait, I'm not thinking about that.
Eventually. You know what I'm saying? Man, it might be Hotel Transylvania part eight, but it'll get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
We appreciate you. And again, the new song is out. Everyone's a big fan. Anish, you're a big fan of the song already.
Bad Liar is such a jam, girl. Thank you so much for dropping new music on us.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for your support.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up one time for Woo-hoo! Selena Gomez. Yeah, love it.
Thank you, lovey.
All right, you very, very welcome. And when you drop that child, come by the show. We'll watch Hotel Transylvania together.
Okay.
Okay, hon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.